Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through verses that have a relational bent. Yesterday and today, we're also talking about verses that deal with spiritual warfare, which absolutely happens in our relationship. Grateful that the seven deadly friendships, where these verses are coming from, well, actually, they're coming from the Bible, but they're also in the seven deadly friendships, that it is releasing in a few days. And so if you could just pray for that release, I would so appreciate it. And pray for me for protection. That would be awesome. I just have this sense that... And I could be crazy, and that's probably true. I probably am crazy, but I have this sense that there's going to be some battles going on as this book releases. So pray for me and pray for my family and pray for this book, that it would get in the hands of the folks that need it. And I've asked that a past couple days in a row, but it's just been on my heart, and would so appreciate your prayers for me. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have four journals, and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one and a spring one and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your Pray Every Day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me. Today we're in Matthew 10:16 in the New International Version of the Bible. And it says this: I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I don't really much like being a sheep, and I'm afraid of wolves. And out there, you have warned us throughout the Gospels, and then Paul warns us throughout the New Testament that there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there. They look like sheep. They act like sheep. They sound like sheep. They use Christian words, and yet they are wolves. So, Lord, that's why you prepared us by saying you need to be as shrewd as snakes, meaning we need to be smart. We need to be cunning. We need to understand that there is a battle out there and that there is a very real enemy. And particularly, as I talked about yesterday, Lord, there is an enemy who wants to wreak havoc where? In our relationships, in our families, in our friendships, at our work. And so, Lord, help us to be smart. Help us to discern. Help us to see what is actually going on. And yet, your scripture says we are to be as innocent as doves. And I think about that picture of sheep among wolves. Those sheep are innocent. They are vulnerable. And so, Lord, we do pray that as we are shrewd and understanding, that we would also be tenderhearted and we would lack bitterness and guile. Lord, deliver us from bitterness. Deliver us from just letting the pain of this world cause us to close in on ourselves. Lord, I know that has happened to me so many times. And recently it's been happening to me as well. This overall sadness, this depressive heart that begins to think that everybody is awful and no one is loving, and why go out there anymore? Why trust people anymore? Because they're just going to hurt me. And Lord, I pray for the person listening that's having that same crisis of why even trust? Why even put myself out there? Why listen to one more story? Why be vulnerable when I just get hurt over and over again? And Lord, that's a tender place, and I'm in it, and I pray that you would release me from it. You would heal the hurt so that I don't nurse bitterness or anger or resentment. And I pray that for the person listening today, you would release them by the Holy Spirit. Just gloriously release them into freedom to let go of wanting to have revenge, to let go of bitter thoughts, bitter, angry accusations, to let go of trying to make their reputation right, to try to go behind someone who's gossiping and right the wrongs. Instead, help us just to rest our reputation in your beautiful hands, to trust that you've got it and we don't need to micromanage our reputation and try to figure out how to do that, and to just take a pause today and say, Lord, we can't do it. We cannot love perfectly. We cannot forgive perfectly. We cannot battle our bitterness perfectly. In fact, we can't do much of anything. We need your Spirit to enliven us, to empower us, to help us forgive. And so more of your Spirit, Lord, more of your Spirit moving in and through us. Thank you that we're not left alone, that we don't have to figure this out by ourselves, but we have the very Spirit of God living within us, invigorating our lives and changing our perspective. So Lord, lift us from bitterness. Help us to have that wisdom that comes with walking with you and understanding the human heart, which is often very deceptive and wicked, both in ourselves and in others, and help us to walk forward with joy today, knowing that the past is gone and the new is coming. And I just thank you for all that renewal, and I pray that in the redemptive name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If this episode resonated with you, would you mind sharing it with someone else or writing a little review on iTunes? It just helps the show get into the hands of more people. I'm not making money off this. This is not like some sort of great money maker. In fact, that's why I have a Patreon account, to help pay for it. My heart actually is to see prayer go all over the world. That is my heart. And so, yeah, if you could share that, that would be great. And I pray that today would be a day that you are set free from some unforgiveness and some bitterness in your heart, just for your sake, so that you can have the kind of joy that sustains you over the long haul.